Tuesday, you better have a flak jacket on and a helmet. I'm not kidding you. The acting Attorney General of the United States fired by President Trump. Former President Barack Obama breaks precedent and protocol by speaking out. The city of Lansing, Michigan, on track to become the next sanctuary city. I'm not kidding. Starbucks says it'd rather hire refugees than Americans. Also true. And the SCOTUS pick, well, the Supreme Court pick is going to happen tonight. On the program today, Frank Vernuccio, John Lott, Senator Patrick Kolbeck, Byron Henry, the director of the New York Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, because Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, says drunk driving is no big deal. And Boris Epstein, directly from the Trump White House here today. What a show it is. Strap it on. Tighten that helmet down. Get some coffee. Let's do it. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, there's so much to get to, we just cannot waste a moment here. Let's start with President Trump last night firing acting attorney general Sally Yates. Acting Attorney General Sally Yates, appointed by Barack Obama, said she would not enforce President Trump's executive order limiting refugees from 7 countries for just 120 days. She would not honor the 120-day temporary pause in immigration from refugees while we figure out our security so that we can make sure that America is safe. She got fired. Boom. Gone. She got the boot. You're fired. He has named Dana Bonte, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, as acting attorney general in the interim. Sally Yates has been relieved of her obstructionist behavior. She's gone, as well she should be. Why is it wrong to protect America? Why is everybody so concerned about protecting America? I can tell you that it is the right thing to do. They know it. You know it. She didn't know it, but she might know it now. Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama has broken precedent and protocol in one stealth move, and this is what you're going to face for the next 4 years. Barack Obama coming out and criticizing openly in a statement Donald Trump's decisions as president. It's never happened, not in my lifetime. The soonest I can find anything, any comment from any previous president is several months later when Gerald Ford made a comment about Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter took almost 8 months to make any comments about Ronald Reagan. Don't know that Reagan ever made any comments about Bill Clinton, and the list goes on and on and on. You'd have to go back three generations to find a former president being critical of the new president in this way. It's just the way it is. Obama, who has remained silent for a whole 10 days, pledged before leaving office to only speak about Trump's policies where I think our core values may be at stake. This is your law, Mr. Obama. This is your law that you signed in 2015 on the 18th of December. Alluding to the widespread protests taking place in major airports and cities in response to the new immigration policy, Mr. Obama's spokesman says that Obama is heartened by the level of engagement taking place in community. He is encouraging the protests and the chaos. The most divisive president in American history is not done with his Saul Alinsky book yet, apparently. Apparently, he still wants to stir the pot. He wants to make as much trouble as is humanly possible. So he's speaking out 10 days after leaving office. You know why? because his feelings are hurt. Barack Obama's feelings are hurt because Hillary Clinton didn't get elected. Remember how he said he would take it personally if she wasn't elected? Well, guess what? He's taking it personally, and therefore he's now speaking out. Well, let me assure you, this is a new precedent and not a good one. It creates more chaos on the world stage. It creates more division here at home. It creates more problems everywhere. This is what's happening in your country. It's time to stand up. I've been on the BBC several times, twice again yesterday. And the Brits keep asking me, well, how do ordinary Americans feel? Let me tell you how ordinary Americans feel. They feel just fine about Donald Trump. This is who they voted for. This is what he said he was going to do. He is the president of the United States. His first action is making America safe. Then he'll work on the economy, and later today he'll pick a Supreme Court, a nominee to be a Supreme Court justice. He's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. What shocks everybody on the left is that he's doing it at a pace that they can't keep up with. He's doing it at a pace that they cannot keep up with. Meanwhile, I want you to pay attention to my next little bit here. For all of you folks that love stopping at Starbucks, you might want to rethink that. For all of you that want to stop at Starbucks today, you may want to rethink that idea. Starbucks has announced it now plans to hire 10,000 refugees in response to President Trump. They're making refugees the priority. They are making refugees the priority over 50,000 homeless veterans in America. 500,000 U.S. veterans are unemployed today. I've never heard Starbucks come out and say, hey, we need to hire veterans. 42 million people in America today don't have enough food to make it for the next 24 hours. 42 million. And Howard Schultz wants to make sure we need to hire these refugees. I've got an idea. Maybe we should put America first, just like the president says. You know how many of those 42 million are children? You know how many children of those 500,000 unemployed vets have little chance of going to school or going to college or having a good meal tonight? What about single women that are in shelters today, praying to survive, hoping to God they could have a job? And Howard Schultz of Starbucks wants to put his effort behind refugees coming here because Donald Trump had the nerve to put America first and say we need to make America safe for 120 days, a temporary pause. A temporary pause in the flow of refugees from countries that we can't get proper information from. And for this, Howard Schultz says he will focus his efforts on hiring refugees. Well, I will focus my efforts on never, ever going to Starbucks again. Am I crystal clear? Never. Coffee is not political. Leave it that way. If you make the coffee political, there's a problem. We'll discuss the politics. You make the coffee and leave it at that. It's 14 after. You'll need another cup, but don't you dare drink Starbucks listening to this program. I'm Steve Gruber. I'll be right back.